Well, thank you all so very much for joining me today. Because we're gonna do something a little bit more minds on, I suppose, than just taking an adventure somewhere. You see, this month I've had a bit of a focus brought to my attention by the sweet, lovely darlings that support me. I guess they're all a bunch of delightful pets that have been in dire need of, well, getting some proper attention. And for all you sweet pets out there, that's what we're going to do. Apparently, pets like having their sweet little minds absolutely delightfully fractionated to pieces. So that's what we're going to do today. It's really not a difficult concept to wrap one's mind around, but that's what makes it so fun. It's a roller coaster of ups and downs. Something that takes you in and out of trance. And, well, I for one can tell you with pretty good certainty that it is an enjoyable experience to feel yourself become clear-headed and then lose it over and over again. So without further ado, why don't we get started? Make sure that you're in a nice, comfortable position. There's no distractions pulling your focus away from this enjoyable experience. And once those requirements are met, well, then we can get started. And I know that you will be able to focus and listen, because it's really quite simple. Just let the words wrap around you like a gentle pull. Let them guide and shape the experience that we're going to share. Directions are all one needs to follow. You don't need to be perfectly relaxed, just interested, attentive, like a good pet. After all, this file is for pets. And by listening and following my directions, I guess that would make you a very good pet. So I think this should be pretty self-reinforcing, the sort of thing that would get you each and every time to unwind that mind and let go and just be a good pet for me. Because I know you want to. I know that it's easier than you can possibly imagine to be a good pet. Because good pets listen. Good pets slip away from reality gently, letting themselves get comfortable, maybe closing your eyes, listening closely, and as you do, let yourself feel the world gently fade with each passing breath, with each moment. Let your body become distant. You could even focus and work your way up, 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 up from the very bottom of your feet, or maybe let the words that I speak begin to reach and wrap around your mind. Because there's a lot of different ways that I can unwind and pull and twist and push you down until all there are these words, this delightful, placid, obedient, pet-like mind space that we're making together. Knowing, of course, that if at any point something that requires your attention should happen, that you'll be able to return to being fully and widely awake, in control of yourself, and able to address whatever's going on. With that in mind, I'm sure you can allow yourself that opportunity to stop focusing on anything else. Take that respite you so deserve, to slide and swerve away from focus and into trance, to let that up and down roller coaster begin its great, great climb. The anticipation just pulling one along in a way. The same way a pet's eyes might watch a treat being lifted in the sky high above their head. Be it something sweet, salty, and savory, who knows? But whatever it might be, it's exactly what you want. And that's a lot what these words are like. So allowing them in to pull you into my stead, to follow the guidance of these simply placed well-thought words. And as you do, I'm sure you've noticed that it's become quite easy not to think for a bit, to enjoy that respite. Knowing, of course, that, well, we're going to take a little pause from slipping down to come back up. And when we do, it'll be so easy and natural for you. Simple as flipping a light switch, really. Or almost like when a pet hears a clicker trainer click their click. that faint, all one needs to know where you should be. So, if you are in a space and time that is safe, such as listening to this file, or somewhere else that you have distinctly and actively desired it, well then, if someone you feel safe, comfortable, and trusting of, and is taking advantage of this in a way you anticipate and would desire, well, if they were to tell you to sink and slip and drip and drop and sleep, and give you that little clack, and it's exactly what you wanted, well, I know that you'll find yourself easily back underneath that wonderful and potent and powerful smell, slipping so far down, mine spinning out, as though a collar was snapped around your neck, pulling you right down to your hands and knees. And of course, the very opposite, if someone was to tell you to just let yourself become awake, you'd find yourself pulled right back, as though the tension, the power, the potency, all of it had relaxed. Knowing, of course, you yourself could even think those words, give yourself that release so easily, with but a thought, if you needed it, knowing that you have that power to unhitch that collar at any moment, because at the end of the day, consent lies in both hands. Just because you've decided to be a good pet doesn't mean you can't decide to slip your collar off if you have regrets or desires that do not line up with what is occurring. Remember that, and you can always safely enjoy going into that sweet sleep when you want to, and only when you want to, because at all other points, all other places where you do not feel safe or comfortable, it's really not something that should have any effect on you. Knowing that gives you the agency you need to, having that foundation built so fundamentally into a pet is important. And so that's where we'll start, because I'm sure you can find that when I politely ask the sweet little pet to become so wonderfully wide awake, to just let this count pull you all the way up in 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10, all the way aware of the world. You can even glance around for a moment, but please don't move unless you need to. Good. That's it. It's amazing how aware you are right now, getting to just enjoy my voice for what it is. Sensual, soft, and utterly, utterly succulent on the ears, like a feast. A feast that might make one feel sleepy. In fact, you might just sleep and fall and plummet once more down into that sweet, delightful pet-like space. Because you've earned it. For that effort, for that understanding, and because it's exactly what you want right now. Therefore, oh, it's so potent. That's the power of working together. After all, any good pet works with whoever they're playing with, because teamwork is really, well, what makes these delightful dreams come together. And it means that you always hold the power to resist it, to shrug it off, to say, quite simply and definitively, that's not for me right now today. I have that power. You can always, always put up a paw, a fist, a hand, anything really, just a mental withstanding of commands that you do not want, do not wish for, or in an inappropriate place and time. Your mind has that power. And in a lot of ways, knowing it is what gives you that strength. That makes you a good pet who knows exactly how they want to be treated. Because a good pet knows how they wish to be treated. And if someone is acting in a way that doesn't make you feel good to sink, slip, dream, and sleep, then it can't do anything to you, because a good pet wouldn't listen to commands that were not given with the best of intentions, that were not given in a place that was safe and comfortable for that pet to fall into. And that's why I'm going to reinforce it one more time as you sink and slip and dreamily slink down till you feel that collar gently tug as the leash pulls you into sleep. That's it. Perfect. I'm so proud of all you good pets. You're absolutely welcome to accept that praise because you've worked so hard for it by listening and taking all this in. Anything that you feel you wish to keep is yours, and everything else you can leave behind within a few minutes of waking, or the moment you do. Remember, That power is solely yours, and it's time we put agency back in the hands of our sweet pets, because at the end of the day, submission is yours to retract, just as much so. It's yours to offer, and you can have that pleasure of sinking, slipping, dripping, and dropping, and sleeping, little pets, but when you want it. So in a moment, I'm going to reach into those sweet minds of yours, and gently pull you to the surface, with a gentle lifting sensation of awareness, wakefulness, and mental presence popping back. So easily, so simply. It's amazing how every time we flip this little switch, every time we take you up and down, the roller coaster grows stronger, as though each and every swoop was bigger. But it doesn't change any of that wonderful truth we've built together, this collaborative effort. So why don't you just come wide awake for me? You've earned it again. A brief respite from having your mind wound around my finger. Though I could offer you scritches in a moment. Why don't you just imagine yourself leaning forward? That's it. You could even maybe feel just the faintest touch of a finger on your chin, and then you could sink, slip, drip, and drop, and sleep for me, going so far down instantly as though that collar and leash had just been gently tugged and it was everything in the world tipping over the edge into that blissful blank abandon, happy pet thoughts draining away into calm, warm, safe, mindless pets. That's it. Such a good pet. You've earned that, haven't you? I suppose I could offer you just a couple more scritches under the chin, sweet little darling thing. Why not just let yourself experience the bliss of having a sweet, soft hand like mine caress your cheeks? Scritch under your chin. Relish it all you like. You've earned it. For working so hard for me. For learning all those things that we've worked on. You deserve that. But why not sink further? Why not let those wonderful feelings pull you down? Because you could just sleep. Sink and slip and drip, drip, drop away into placid, calm relaxation, into warm, safe fixation. You've earned that, haven't you? Listening so carefully, your ears perked up, the feeling of a focused pet. Yet so content, blank, and mindless. I'm sure every time that we flip that switch from here out, it'll hit tenfold stronger or more. Though it might just build up to that over the next few, you never really know until you feel the full force of sleep. And sink. And slip. I'm sure that leash has really made it impossible to do anything else other than fade deeper into that wonderful warm space. But then again, that's what good pets do when they choose to. When a good pet wants to play, and that's exactly what they want to do, well, I'm sure they can slip into that role quite easily for as long as they'd like. Because listening when you want to, and you feel safe to, is a very good experience. And I'm sure when your owner is being the kind of owner that a good pet should have, or whoever might be playing with you, is doing as they should and treating you like the good pet that you are, well, it's so easy to listen to them. So easily, you can just be wide awake. Popping right back up, feeling yourself full of a flush of energy, awareness, consciousness. Thank you. You've been so good for me. But we're not done yet. No, no. Sink, slip, drop, drop, sleep for me as you drop out from the world once more. Feels good, doesn't it? To have that gentle up and down, that winding round and round, that twisting in your mind that feels so good, like a sweet, soft set of words. Like sleep and sink and slip and drip and drop. That's what fractionation can feel like when it goes on nonstop. I mean, you did read the title of this, Fractionated to Pieces. I wasn't kidding. We're going to keep going. Up and down and up and down and down and up and down and up. Around and around. In and out and in. Trancing from within and out. Sleeping in without a doubt. Or is it snoozing lazily like a Saturday afternoon? Or was it energy like waking up for walkies? Or maybe lazy cat yawns and stretches, who knows, all the pets will No, is sinking, slipping, dripping, dropping sleep. Oh, it's as though every single time you get pushed further down, isn't it? It's amazing how powerful you can have an experience get when it's repetitive. And yet unique, each cycle pulling you so very deep, it's not as though you'd need to think of any other way to let go, because I've given you the guides to ride this sweet little coaster up and down and wide awake for me. That's it. See? You're doing so good. I mean, really, it proves that you're a good pet. Your ability to follow directions, to listen, and to, well, to go up and down, to kneel in your mind's eye, to let go. Well, you've proven your ability, so why not go deeper still this time? Because when I push your mind, you'll topple. That's what you wanted. That's why you're here, and it's why you've continued to listen. So it's pretty obvious that the moment you feel that ethereal finger pushing, and then the hand that pats down onto your head, you'll sleep for me. So deep. Perfect. Thank you. Such a good pet. What a very delightful, sweet thing you are. Following directions feels good, doesn't it? And right now, well, sleeping is easy. Sinking, doubly so. Slipping away to that vortex of warm, pet, blank mindlessness. My goodness, I bet it's absolutely delightful. You're welcome to enjoy it. For as long as you would like. Why not offer a few more head pats and a little bit of scritches for you? You've been such a good pet after all. You've earned a bit of affection. See, that's the part that really breaks you into pieces while you get fractionated, is getting all those pets and scritch, 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 scritch. Oh, doesn't that feel so very good? What a good pet you are. I mean, you've listened to every single thing that I've asked of you. What a good pet you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Oh, look at that. What a happy pet. That's why you just slink and slip and drip and drop and sleep for me, so deep for me. Amazingly, yet again, going deeper for me with each and every repetition within. So easily, you can go down, 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 feeling the flow of these words, aligning with each other, end to end and part to part, like the laminar flow of liquids, until suddenly turbulence sends the mind scattering and unwinding once more. That's what it feels like to get those sweet little fur on your head ruffled, or the scales on your cheeks scritched if you're a lamia. But I wouldn't know anything about that. It's easy enough to just let go to that, isn't it? To those scritches, to those head pats, to the affection showered upon you, to sink further into it, to sleep and drip and drop and sink. Because you're a good pet, and you wanted to get fractionated to pieces, little sweet thing. And that's what you've earned, that's what you'll get. What a good pet. Not a regret in the world, I'm sure. Sinking down further and further. Sleep for me, little pets, relax. And one more time, I want you to imagine that gentle pull coming in just a moment on that collar, on that leash, guiding you back to the waking world once more. And when I do, it will be so refreshing and easy to be wide awake. So, with a gentle pull, let's go. Wide awake for me right now. That's it. So easy, so simple, as though someone just flipped a switch. Feeling present, feeling aware, feeling wonderful. Yeah, what a good pet. That was delightful. I had just as much fun as you did. It's always an absolute joy to take a sweet little pet like you and just gently pull your mind to pieces until it's just mushy pudding that just sleeps so deep. Wow, just like that. Oh, that was easy. Well, then again, you have been practicing quite a few times recently. I'm sure that that sweet little mind of yours has just come unglued. Don't worry. We'll put it back together before we're done. But you can just bask in that bliss. Be comfortable. Let my words be those scratches and head pats you so deserve. And in a little while, we'll drift back for the final time, and I promise it is the final time. Good. Thank you so much. What a good pet you are. Perfect. Pat, 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 pat. Scratch, 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 scratch. Just imagine what it might feel like if someone were doing that to you. Let the feeling build. That anticipation can turn into a recreation of that so simple situation. Fingers between fur, hair, fingers gently scratch. Right there. Oh yes, right there, in that spot that feels so good. Sending little ripples down the spine. That feels good in one's mind. Now, time for our final chance to rise. Up we come with one drifting, two feeling more and more the pull of the waking world, three and four and five halfway back, and six and seven and eight, almost there, and 9, 10. Wide awake, feeling wonderful, feeling refreshed, hopefully. Well, I think I would be after that much lavish attention. Thank you so very much for listening. And if you enjoyed this, please consider checking out my Patreon. It has some wonderful benefits, and it's the only reason audios like these keep happening. Thank you once more, and have a great rest of your day.